I wanted to start out by acknowledging and thanking our administrative staff for their incredibly hard work in putting together all the materials for this agenda. It was, we had three volumes for the agenda package, and the admin staff worked calmly and patiently with technical staff as we worked hard to meet our deadlines. So thank you all very much for your hard work. I also want to just take the opportunity to acknowledge that David Leland is now officially our assistant executive officer. He has been serving as the acting AEO for the past year, but as of this week, he is officially our assistant executive officer, and I just want to say what a pleasure it is to work with David, who I've worked with since the whole time I've been here at the regional board since 2001. And David is a trusted colleague and friend, and it's a pleasure to now I have the pleasure to present two team awards. The first is a Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award that David and I nominated and the State Board Executive Management approved for our Cleanups Unit team. This is for the Cleanup Unit's ongoing work on groundwater protection throughout the North Coast region. The work of our Cleanups Unit largely goes, it's not in the public eye, because most of the authorities are delegated to the executive officer. So it is rare that a cleanup site order comes to the regional board. So the work of this team isn't generally acknowledged and seeing the value of their day-to-day work. This team consistently has exceeded their performance targets that we set every year related to the amount of site closures as well as other measures. They have steadily doing the work to protect groundwater throughout the North Coast region. And therefore, this award is just a token of our appreciation for your hard work and dedication of protecting groundwater throughout the North Coast. So I'd like to present this Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award to the full Cleanups Unit team. First, Casey Ashley.
Thank you.
stop there. We also have a second award to give. This is a superior accomplishment award to our solid waste team. Our solid waste team, over the last 2 years, has worked on two very complex solid waste disposal sites. The first is the expansion and partial closure of the Sonoma County Central disposal site, which I'll note is the only remaining solid waste facility that receives solid waste within our region. And the second is the final site closure of the Cummings Road landfill up in Humboldt County. And this team worked collaboratively with county staff, as well as consultants, on these complex closure and expansion projects addressing both design, operation, and closure requirements. And so it's with pleasure that I present this award. And the first award is going to go to somebody who didn't know he was getting it. It was David Leland. Diana Henry Old. Finally, I wanted to just remind the public that I'm accepting nominations for the what I call the Executive Officer's Water Quality Stewards Award. I have first introduced this in my June 2013 Executive Officer's Report, and then sent a little reminder in this month's written EO report. So I'm asking for nominations from the public as well as staff. For individuals, groups, or governmental entities whose work goes above and beyond our mission of protecting and preserving water quality throughout the North Coast region. So I'm looking for short letters of nomination from you, explaining the work of these individuals or groups or governmental entities, and describing why they are deserving of such an award. Can email it to me or send it into our office by December 15th, and then I'll be making a selection and presenting it at our January meeting. Thank you. That concludes my.
Thank you, Matt. All right, let's move on to public forum. Public